Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
When we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show.
Along with former Blue Cam Jansen, former Mizzou receiver TJ Moe, Hanny Yates, and Matt Whitener, I'm Eric Messersmith. 855-282-8255 on the text line. And you can tweet at us, as always, at HardlineSTL. So the Raiders are moving from Oakland to Las Vegas, but they're going to play in Oakland for a few more years. It's kind of a weird situation. Derek Carr, the Raiders quarterback, told ESPN, quote, "We're not going to split up like you've seen other cities do." He said, "We're not going to do things like that. For the ones that do, I don't really believe that they're true Raiders fans. I feel they're hurt. I'm with you. I hurt too. But at the same time, we're all in this together, and we're just going to do it together." That's exactly how I think Rams fans were here in St. Louis, right? Like, the team may have moved to L.A., but you're still supporting that team. I think Derek Carr is crazy to suggest. I mean, yeah, there will be Raiders fans who do this. Because, like, first of all, just proximity. Las Vegas isn't that far away from Oakland. I mean, it's, what is it, like maybe short flight.
Hey, Eric, I hate to interrupt you, but TJ looks like he's about to explode.
Go ahead, TJ.
Okay, so here's the thing about athletes and talking and like, it can make you money. Twitter's good. Everything's fine.
Have you experienced such success?
And it can make you money. It can get you jobs. That's the only reason I'm sitting here, maybe. But shut up. You're not helping anything, and then every time you go out of your way to say something and make sure you're the mouthpiece, because you go out of your way and you say all the right things, and then you say all the wrong things, and then you correct those wrong things, and you're like, please like me. That's all you're saying. Please like me, and please give me money.
What this is to me is when you get in a huge argument with your girlfriend on the phone, and you puff up your chest, and you say whatever you're really thinking, and you're going to do this, and you're going to like it. You hang up the phone, and you're like, I got to go home to her. In the fall when those games start and Derek Carr's getting bricks thrown at him by those Raiders fans, he's going to wish he hadn't have said that.
It just, you really don't win when you're saying anything like this. You want the template for this? Chris Long. St. Louis, I'm really sorry. That sucks. And L.A., I hope you guys enjoy the team. That's it. St. Louis, I'm really sorry. I love my time there. Every moment of it was awesome. And he went away. But the guys who did it right, James Laurinaitis and Chris Long, those guys, that's the template. And by the way, it just happened last year. Douchebag. Go look at what they said.
Are
you calling me a douchebag?
Yes.
He was looking at you when he said it, but I don't think he meant it.
I'm just saying, like, the amount of – okay, I say this all the time. 12 times a day I say something really stupid and I'm wrong most of the time. But I talk for a living. He doesn't. He throws touchdowns for a living. So only talk when you know it's going to be something positive – that is going to help your fan base. Otherwise, there's no reason for you to speak. Just throw touchdowns.
I really wish that you could be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh.
You would be fantastic to cover. My God.
Yeah, you would.
Listen, put the mic in front of TJ. It's a slow news day.
They used to do that at Mizzou.
Yeah, that's true. See, yeah.
You guys bored? Come to me.
It's 5 o'clock. Listen, I will hold court for the next 2 hours.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
This 5 o'clock hour of the Hardline is brought to you by Bud Select 5 o'clock Happy Hour, brewed for the Lou. Serena Williams might be pregnant, guys. She posted a photo of herself standing sideways with the caption 20 weeks on Snapchat, then quickly deleted it. Why would you post that if you weren't pregnant? I'm just saying. She's 35. She did not comment beyond the photo and the two-word caption. Hannah, does she look pregnant to you in this photo?
I'm not going to answer Hannah's that question.
I will say yes is my answer.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to post 20 weeks on my Instagram and
let me check that bad
on.
Boy out. Where's it at? Where's the pic?
I don't know. I've never
seen
it.
Yep, she's pregnant.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
She just got married not long ago. TJ, you are not the father, right? There's no truth to that rumor.
Well, I might be.
With TJ's testosterone.
Congratulations.
With TJ's testosterone.
Brother, I got a lot of kids running around out there. Listen,
oh, yeah.
Today was a big news day. Aaron Hernandez started off the day.
Yes.
Serena, about midday. And there are reports that Bill O'Reilly's out at Fox.
Yeah.
Mm.
Amongst sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, man. He turned creepy quick.
This is.
Well, I think it was going on for a while, allegedly.
Could have happened quick back then.
It could have happened quick. We're hearing it quick.
Well, yeah, you just that's the number one rated show on cable news. So 855-282-8255 on the text line. Danny Yates' twin brother Harley says, Cam, I may be pregnant after this morning in my
good
bed.
God.
He did say the goalie was pulled.
Oh,
so,
that's why.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
Oh.
So he did say the goalie was pulled, so it is possible.
We're trying.
What'd they say earlier, Eric?
Ooh, yeah, she's
pregnant. Oh, they said the goalie was pulled.
No.
Oh, about the mentality. Somebody suggested, because you have three times the testosterone of Cam, that you had three times the...
girth?
Size.
Ew, don't use
all
that
right
word.
Hey, is it like moist?
We just found another one. That's like moist.
Yes, right? I don't like that word.
Hey, what does it do if the Blues drop this game tonight? What does it do to the fan base? Like, do people leave there dejected? I mean, what?
It depends on how the game goes. I mean, it depends on how the game goes. They come out here and they dominate, and, you know, they're all over the place, and they wear our D down, and they out-hit us, and they, you know, take it to us the whole game, then, yeah, the fan base is going to be like, okay, guys, you know, we've seen this kind of before. Maybe not down three or up 3-0, but we've seen teams crawl back. And if they come out and, again, dominate, because they've dominated a lot of the part of the series. So you don't – we want to trend a different way. We want to go in a different direction. We're playing better and better each game. If we come out in this game and they dominate us and win, it's not a good thing by any means.
Now, the thing that you reminded me of today, though, is that – unlike in a lot of other sports, the next round doesn't start until
everybody's
done
with
the round. Blues win this game tonight. They get it out the way. They've got it done. What does that do to their momentum? Is that a great thing to heal up, or can you potentially
right
have
now,
too much time
think
off?
About it. Think about guys like Pietrangelo. Think about guys like Jane Schwartz. Think about guys like Vladimir Tarasenko. They get a ton of ice. I mean, Jesus, Pietrangelo was playing in a World Cup, and then he goes to training camp, and then he comes and plays, and he doesn't miss a beat. He's only missed a couple games. Plays 29 minutes a night. You don't think that kid needs a rest? Absolutely he does. Jake Allen's saving 50 shots a night. You're damn right he needs a week's rest. Yeah, they might be slow, choppy the first 10 minutes of the next playoff series they have, but so what? They're healed up and ready to go. That's what you want. So what if they're sitting back? Coach Yo, I put my trust in Coach Yo to keep them motivated and keep them going and keep them up to pace. Yeah, they're going to have to readjust whenever they do play. If a team just stopped playing 2 days before that, and again, that's going to take about 10 minutes. You get everybody rolling. You roll four lines. But again, I look at Coach Yo to make sure the practices are ready, the rest is ready, the meetings aren't all over the damn place, and they're focused and going in the correct way to that next series. So I put it on Coach Yo, and I believe in him. Absolutely do.
Yeah, well, he's given us no reason to not believe.
Absolutely.
He's done an
amazing job
with this team. Well, and they'll go for the sweep tonight at about 8:45. By the way, the Wild are a slight favorite in this game. The Blues are plus 105.
Well, before we turn the corner on that, though, Coach Yo, it's an interesting thing to bring up. Because a lot of the things we were talking about coming into this series was where was his head be? Because he's, you know, not that he would be distracted at all.
Cool, calm, and collected is where his head's
at. I've been incredibly impressed with how he's weathered this and how he's kept those guys on edge. And he's still doing it underneath in a series where you look at him and you say, he's got to have some investment in this going against his old team.
Oh, of course.
He's going to get a special satisfaction from going after this if they get it done.
No doubt. But I like the way he conducts himself. Even in interviews, even if they do lose games, he still answers
always
questions.
Always composed.
He composed, but he still answers the questions, though. Like, you look at Matheny. I do like Matheny. I do. I think he's a tremendous guy. I mean, really, really do. But when you watch him and after a game and you see the interviews, I mean, he just God Almighty,
he's composed, but he's sedated.
Composed, of course, he always is. I mean, he presents himself. I mean, good God, I mean, the guy can do no wrong outside of managerial aspects of things. But but in those interviews and stuff, like he gives you nothing, and I just. Watch him do that, and then watch Coach Yo after a loss. Hopefully, you won't see another loss, but you probably will. And just watch how he can.
First time
himself.
Ever sweep all the way to the cup.
Could you imagine? I'm not going to imagine. It's not going to happen. But just watch. You get what I'm saying with that, though. I just Coach Yo does his thing, man, and
that's
he'll still answer
thing
the questions.
Say?
What?
On the text line from Franchise, he says, "In Yo way, we trust."
I like that. I'm stealing it.
I think he's going with the Yao way, saying it that way. That's not okay to say. TJ, are you offended?
No, it feels great.
Okay, great. Yeah.
In parentheses, he put, see if Cam can figure out the wordplay there.
Mm. Let me look at it.
Well, I think
it's
we just...
pull out.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You have to show me how sometime.
Hey, okay.
What? I'm repulsed. Someone
okay.
Change the subject,
my
please,
God.
Immediately.
I'm sorry. I would just let that one linger.
You got to be
second.
Married first, though, right, TJ?
Yeah. I was going to say, not something TJ needs to worry about. 855-282-8255 on the text line. The Cardinals earlier today swept the Pirates 2-1. They won today. They won each game 2-1. And that was the first time that they have swept the series without scoring more than two runs in any game since 1997. They got it done with some of the things that had failed them through the first 2 weeks of the season. Three really strong starting pitching efforts. The bullpen was shut down, even though they ran into a little bit of trouble. They were able to get out of it. And the defense, up until today when they made two errors in the eighth inning, was very good. So a lot of encouraging things coming out of the series, Matty, even though the offense still stinks.
Yeah, you want to see the offense break out and hold. But, I mean, hey, you got to get wins going, and wins help. Now these guys catch a flight. They get back in action up in Milwaukee, which is a series where they should be able to keep that momentum going. And they get on that flight, and it's, you know, it's encouraging to have those wins. And it's weird to me, I mean, because you got this series and you've got these three wins that just seem incredibly far away considering how things went over the weekend and came back from it. But now, it still feels like you want to see more. You want to see that breakout performance. You want to see them put runs up. But you got to say, it's a huge start from where they were a couple days ago, because it's this early in the season. Ben Fredrickson framed it well. 3-9 isn't a good place to start from. I think you can work a little bit better at 6-9.
And you're only a couple games out of first place, as TJ pointed out. What, 3.5? So there you go. And it's the Reds.
And I want to. It's a good point about that being the Reds, and the Cubs are having some difficulties with those Brewers today. But it's not like it's the Cubs in first place. And here's the thing I'm going to say: the Cubs are the best team in this division. We've made that very clear.
Are they setting the pace?
Is that the intro?
We've made that.
Are
very
we repeating
clear.
The intro?
That show doesn't exist anymore. but if you're chasing a team that you know has that run in them and they're way ahead, and you're 3-9, that mountain looks a lot higher than trying to chase a team like the Reds that I think, you know, it's going to come back to earth at some point. It's a good place to be if you're going to go after it at this point. I think that if they can get that momentum going, this start can be something you can bury behind and get over.
If you're only going to win 25% of your games, it's good that they're at the beginning of the season and you've only played 12 games.
Yes. And you have, at least you have something to take, because coming into this series, nothing had worked. I mean, the bullpen was the worst in the league. They had one of the worst offenses. The defense was terrible. The only thing that was even decent was the starting pitching, and even that had started to falter. So now, even though the offense still isn't there, at least you have something to hang your hat on, because you've seen good defense and a good bullpen and three really good starts in a row, and you have Jose Martinez hitting.
And you got to find a closer.
Well, maybe. They got two. They got Owen Rosenthal.
Oh, no.
Both got saves in the series, so they got two closers, TJ.
Okay.
I said before, based on the way O pitched Monday and Tuesday and all season, and the way Rosenthal's throwing, I would say one more. I think if O blows a save, then I think you'll see a switch.
If this, and this is kind of amazing, like at this point, and which I still think he's going to end up under four, Eric, just to spite you, but I am least confident when Wainwright steps out on the mound.
Absolutely. Everybody, you're five starters right now. I don't think there's even an argument who you're least confident.
Well, and I actually feel really good when everybody else steps out there. You know, Martinez, when he may have eight walks, but it was like 11 strikeouts. Like, he's giving you – Martinez is going to be fine. He's going to settle in and be okay. Lynn, if he keeps at this pace, he's going to sign a big contract next year. We've known Waka has this kind of talent. And Leak, thus far
– Cy Young.
Cy Young.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're making that statue for him. They're going to put his by the Edward Jones dome.
Yeah,
They'll probably just take out the Stan Musial one, yeah.
Right by the arch, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just cut the head off of it and put Leak on top of it. Same stance, same uniform. It's a six, so you just connect it. You've got it there. Mike Leak.
Yep. Yeah.
Greatest Cardinal of all time.
I think that's right, yeah.
He's had the strongest three April weeks.
And that's,
in the
you know what? Cardinals. That saves you money, too. I like the way you
think.
We
need to do that, because
St. Louis lost about $16 million.
St. Louis takes L's. The Cardinals don't really, but if you do that, you can save money and make a stronger run after Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Let's shoot for the stars. Why not?
Absolutely.
But no, Mike Leak, I just keep waiting on that moment to happen, and it hasn't happened. He is just playing his game out there. I mean, and it's great to have that, and it was great for – it's weird to think that you would come in have a three-game stand with who the guys are supposed to be, the so-called bottom half of your rotation, in Leak, Lynn, and Waka, and they're the ones that set the tone.
Well, the thing about watching Leak, and this is from a guy, I mean, it's like even yesterday, you're kind of showing me, hey, here's what's coming from this guy. But it the easiest thing to point out is Leak has everything low in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he throws is low in the zone, and he's still getting strikes, so they got to swing. Wainwright hangs everything.
Yeah. They were pounding the ball into the ground yesterday against Leak.
Yeah. I mean, it's the game you got to play, and luckily, a lot of the Cardinal starters, that's who they are. That's who they get things done.
Well, that's who Wainwright used to be. He used to throw in the high plane and kept everything down. Mm-hmm. Now it's just hanging.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. He had a bad April last year. It came around. See how it goes. But, yeah, I think he's stretching the goodwill a little short now. But we'll see where it goes. He'll be on the mound on Friday, I believe.
He's got time. And I think having the other guys pitch well buys him even more time. It's kind of like what we talked about with Wong and the other guys in the lineup. If you're struggling but the other guys are hitting, then you have a little bit longer leash. But when you're struggling and the guys aren't, then changes have to be made. I think it's the same thing with the rotation. If the other guys are all pitching great, then you give Waino more time to figure it out. You're winning games. You're playing okay. But if a couple of the other guys start to go sideways, then I think Wainwright has less time. Now, look, he's Adam Wainwright. He, as Mosellock said the other day, he deserves time to work through this.
Well, and I think Maddie pointed this out at some point. Wainwright's never getting pulled. If at some point he's not doing it, it's because he pulled himself out. Because he wouldn't do that to the team where it's just he goes out there and just gets pummeled every time. At some point he'd say, I need to step back on this.
Really? You think that? Because I don't know. Absolutely. I think with a guy who's that good and has always been able to have success, don't you always think you're one start away from getting it right?
Yeah, but everybody knows. But plenty of athletes know when the roads ran out for him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just the case. He wouldn't be the first guy to put the brakes on it when it happened. I mean, we saw it not... You saw it happen with, I don't think he's injured, and you know, that's the only reason why Chris Carpenter stepped back, but he knew that him continuing to try to work through things was hurting the team.
You know something's
up. And Adam Wainwright's not going to hurt the team.
But you know something's up, though. You've been throwing the way you've been throwing for so many years, and you just know in the back of your mind there's something going on,
yeah,
and it's just not working, and it affects you, and you might not want to believe it, but you're thinking it, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And also when you love the team as much as it seems like Wainwright does in the city and everything, yeah, you're not going to be the reason the plane's going down.
No.
So we'll see. We'll see. But I mean,
but he's got dignity, man, and you know he's going to want to get that straightened out.
It's a start to start thing. So we'll see where it goes. But one thing we're going to see too is I think this atmosphere in downtown St. Louis is about to be electric today.
Yeah.
You got people celebrating a Cardinals Day game if they jumped out of work and got it done. But now you're going to have this Blues game starting up. They've got a lot of events down there.
Oh, God, I know.
Lots going on. I think that this is going to be an atmosphere that once that they turn the lights on and that ice, it's going to be charged up in that place.
Absolutely, just like it was last
game. And you guys are going to be blown away. If any of you are going to the game and all you guys here, the video production team that they've hired for this season, they've really amped it up the postseason. I've never seen anything like it. It's absolutely incredible.
I have seen something like it.
Well, it's new guys, new
rinks.
Staff. Yeah.
In
but
new
they've hired guys to really put together some awesome music, some awesome
videos.
Did a great
and
job. So the whole dynamic of the entertainment aspect is just incredible.
They honestly did a really good job, and
they're working with
away.
What they have.
Exactly.
Very
point.
Well.
That's my
very
point.
Well.
Their jumbotron.
And we pumped their tires. Well. We pumped their tires up when Kerber was talking to us too. No, they did a hell of a job with that. And
I was blown away.
Yeah, they did a good job for what they have. I mean, think about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, at like Pittsburgh, you know,
right.
Brand new rink.
So did the Blues close it out tonight?
Man,
Wild it all be desperate.
See. If 91 shows up and dominates, yeah.
What's got to happen? And it's not.
Well, you
got to
score.
It's not.
I know I'm getting chirped
first.
On the text line for that, but it's true. How about you have to score the first one and maybe the second one too? How's that?
I think it's going to take two goals to win this game.
Yeah,
probably.
And them scoring at least
less than two.
Less than two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that
so
would,
we score
that
two
would
and they score. Okay, I got that.
I would like to see the Blues score more than the Cardinals today. That'd be nice. I'd like to see a little bit more offense on the ice than on the diamond.
I hear
That'd
you.
Be great.
I hear you on that.
And I'd like it to come from David Perron Vladimir Tarasenko.
On a different note, but that remember we were talking about Draisaitl, Leon Draisaitl plays for Edmonton Oilers. He's on a line with Pat Maroon, our Oakville's own Pat Maroon. Yeah, I know. He didn't get suspended. He just got fined $2,500. So that's good news.
Let's hope that the way they're doing that is how the refs handle the game tonight.
I know. I like that. Fine of $2,500, which
let's
is
keep
absolutely nothing. But
I don't want to control the game. Let's keep these guys in the ice.
Go ahead.
Take his money. Go for it.
I don't care.
Because specifically, if I'm your teammate,
I'll pay $50,000.
If I'm your teammate, I bet you better hope they're taking my money instead of me not being out there.
I know,
because
man.
I would be.
That was
livid.
A stupid thing on his part, and he has to know about you. You cannot break down like that, especially in the playoffs, because that could have ruined their team. That's a big part of that organization, a big part of that playoff run that they're going to try to push.
It's the Hard Line, powered by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Before we get out of here, let's turn to Matt Rocchio for a update.
For everything you want to know, for everything you need to know, live on radio, here's Matt Rocchio with the Hardline News Update.
The Cards take this one today. They finish the sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They win 2-1 behind two solo home runs from Dexter Fowler. Michael Wacha also improves to 2-1 on the season behind 6 2/3 innings of work. In other MLB scores today, the Cubs just finished this one, came back against the Brewers, and finished this one off in the bottom of the ninth behind an Addison Russell 3-run walk-off home run. They take down the Brewers 7-4. Also, final, the Athletics taking down the Rangers 9-1. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Mariners still lead the Marlins 8-4. Blues in action tonight. They'll go for the sweep over the Minnesota Wild. Puck drop is set for 8:30 p.m. in the Scott Trade Center. Paul Stastny skated earlier today, but is still day-to-day, will not play today. Steen, sitting out this morning skate, will be in the lineup today. In addition to the Blues, three other games on the NHL slate tonight. Capitals and Maple Leafs, a 2-1 lead there for the Maple Leafs. Senators and Bruins, a 2-1 lead for the Senators over the Bruins. And a 3-0 lead for the Ducks over the Calgary Flames. They go for the sweep tonight. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Wait a minute, Rock. Did you say Calgary? I thought it was Calgary. Is it Calgary or Calgary? Ah, Rock is silent. But he will talk coming up next because he is on the Team 590 Tonight program along with Matt Berger walking into the studio next. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, let's go Blues. For Matt Rocchio and Brian Hoffman helping us out behind the scenes. For Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Matt Whitener, and Hannah Yates, I'm Eric Messersmith. And this has been The Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great night, everybody.